Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, February 9th, and I'm your host, Rena Sherbel. Our top stories today: stimulus shot in the arm, huge deal in gaming, and red hot Reddit. Leading today's news, global stock markets are still in an upbeat mood after U.S. benchmarks set fresh records yesterday. Investors have renewed confidence that a new round of stimulus spending will bolster the U.S. economy, while upbeat earnings from large U.S. multinationals have calmed some of the anxiety over the manic GameStop Reddit trading. More than 80% of companies that have reported results so far have beaten consensus expectations. In Asia, the Shanghai Composite Index rose 2%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng increased 0.5%, while the Nikkei 225 in Tokyo gained 0.4%. European stocks are mixed, with the Stock 600 off 0.3%. Oil markets continue to rally, with Brent crude futures up 0.5% and WTI crude futures 0.3% higher. The yield on the 30-year U.S. Treasury bond is 1.93% after it briefly pushed past the 2% level for the first time since February of last year, when the pandemic disrupted debt markets. In the crypto world, Bitcoin blew past the 47,000 level as the Tesla investment sparks broader interest. U.S. stock futures are down slightly ahead of the open. Intriguing earnings reports due out today include updates from DuPont on free cash flow, Twitter on potential subscription offerings, and Lyft on efforts to set up a delivery business. In other market news, Electronic Arts is set to buy Glu Mobile in a deal that will offer a big expansion to EA's player network of $500 million plus. The all-cash deal values Glu at $2.1 billion in enterprise value, with Glu shareholders catching a 36% premium to Friday's closing price. The merger means a mobile portfolio for the combined company of more than 15 top live services, with over $1.3 billion in bookings over the past 12 months. On closing, the deal will be immediately accretive to EA's net bookings and is expected to grow underlying profitability beginning in its first year. Electronic Arts said it struck the deal because it believes mobile is the fastest-growing platform on the planet for video games. Of note, the Glu acquisition will add several popular franchises and instantly expand EA's audience. The early reaction from Wall Street is positive, with analysts noting EA poised to double its mobile game revenue, although some execution risk is cited. Within the gaming sector, Zynga is up 7% in pre-market trading off the M&A buzz. Other public and private peers like Rovio, Gung Ho Online Entertainment, Nexon, Netmarble, and Gameville could also attract interest if consolidation in the sector picks up. Reddit doubled its valuation to $6 billion with a new $250 million funding round led by venture capital firm VY Capital. The social media site was valued at $3 billion after a funding round in February of 2019. Current investors in Reddit also include venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz and Tencent Holdings. Reddit chief executive Steve Huffman said the company plans to use the new funding to invest in areas like video, advertising, and consumer products. An expansion into international markets is also being considered. Reddit was founded in 2005 and has its DNA in free speech message boards. The site relies on its own users to voluntarily police speech, in contrast to the larger social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter that rely mainly on algorithms and paid workers. User growth soared 44% over the last year to a daily average of 52 million. That all leads to the intriguing question of whether Redditors would rate a Reddit IPO if the company ever decided to go public. Bitcoin surged past 42,000 again after Tesla disclosed it invested $1.5 billion in the crypto and expects to begin accepting Bitcoin for payment in the near future. The Bitcoin investment will give Tesla liquidity in the cryptocurrency once it starts accepting payments and follows positive comments by Elon Musk last month on the cryptocurrency. Tesla ended 2020 with just over $19 billion in cash and cash equivalents on hand. Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives says the Bitcoin play formalizes the strategy of Musk and Tesla to dive into the deep end of the pool of Bitcoin and crypto and sees a positive impact for the stock. Meanwhile, RBC Capital wonders if Apple may be the next big company to buy Bitcoin. Analyst Mitch Steves said the tech giant could unlock a multi-billion dollar opportunity with a few clicks while investing in next-gen chips as well. On CNBC, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor said he would rather have a volatile appreciating asset than a stable depreciating asset. and pitching the case for corporate treasurers to swap out dollars for Bitcoin on company books. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha: Take-Two Interactive slips after earnings, Pfizer-BioNTech double the vaccine supply to EU, Netflix dominates again in streaming war, Microsoft VC Fund's global head joining SoftBank Vision Fund. Super Bowl ratings delay has many expecting heavy viewer decline. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ are down. Crude, gold, Bitcoin are up. Look for the Redbook chain store sales report at 8:55 a.m.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.